Recently, Indian politics had an all-about Eve moment. The opposition party, the BJP, at its national convention was crowning the controversial chief minister of Gujarat, Narendra Modi, as the man to lead the party's next electoral campaign. Except the party's elder statesman and the man who had been Modi's mentor in politics, the 85-year-old L.K. Advani, was so upset by his protege's rise, he stayed away from the meet. And then he dropped a bombshell.
L.K. Advani, veteran BJP leader, has quit all posts in the party, is what we are being told.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Now, this is all internal politics within India's beltway. But what's fascinating to me is what it says about age in the new India. Several years ago, I'd gone to India to do a story about aging and found that the elderly were increasingly feeling out of place in a country where everyone was buzzing about the youth dividend. Matthew Cherian of Help Age India told me stories about elders abandoned in the streets.
We also found cases of abandonment on the streets. So very often these children leave the parents in different parts, then Help Age finds them. Then we put them in an old age home.
Help Age tries to reunite the families. But what's the point, I had wondered? How can you force someone to love and respect their elders?
And all the neighbors were saying, oh, look at these children, they've left their parents on the road. And they were telling all of us that the parent has vanished. And so what happened, there is some social pressure.
Economic pressures might fracture families, but social guilt helps to glue them back together. Advani clearly understood what many elders understand instinctively. They might not enjoy prize status anymore at home, but chain a 90-year-old to his bed on the terrace in view of the neighbours, as happened recently in Bangalore, and they will call a television channel. In a country where bundling elders into an old age home still carries enormous stigma, the BJP didn't want to be reminded how sharper than a serpent's tooth it is to have a thankless child. When Advani resigned in a huff, his party could not afford to shrug and move on in an act of ruthless realpolitik, as Britain's Conservative Party did to Margaret Thatcher. The party top brass ran to Advani's house and coaxed and cajoled him into withdrawing his resignation. The great tantrum of L.K. Advani is being read, as journalist Swapan Das Gupta puts it in the Indian Express, as the tragedy of a petulant veteran who cannot stomach change. But he did demonstrate. The elderly understand full well that the one power younger India has not been able to wrest from them is the power of emotional blackmail. India might gloat about its youth dividend, but the fastest growing segment is the 80-plus population. According to UN statistics, by 2050, 48 million Indians will be over 80. Sociologist Ashish Nandi says that means more power for them.
The younger are earning often more money and hold higher posts than they used to. But do not forget that the elderly also can stick on to the posts much longer. I mean, if you are heading an empire, the children can no longer hope to inherit it as easily and as early as they used to do.
Advani's great weapon, public embarrassment, worked to the extent it did because he had not made the mistake many other older Indians make. They sign over their houses, property, businesses to the young, leaving themselves entirely dependent on the fickle compassion of their children. Even in his moment of angry renunciation, Advani held on to his position as the chairman of the National Democratic Alliance, the coalition his party hopes to lead to power in the next elections. He might never achieve his life's dream to be the Prime Minister of India, but he did prove something. Age still counts for something in India. Margot Channing, the fading diva from All About Eve, would approve.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.